The views expressed are not necessarily those of KSCJ and Powell Broadcasting Company. This program is not intended to replace the advice of doctors or other clinical providers. Consult with your practitioner to ensure the proper course of action for you.
Welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well on AM 1360, FM 94.9, KSCJ. This program is dedicated to your mental health wellness and brought to you by Family Services, a United Way partner agency. Here's your host, Art Silva.
Good morning, Siouxland, and welcome to When Things Aren't Going Well. This show is all about your mental wellness and how you can help yourself navigate the daily highway of life. We hope to educate and motivate you to help improve your mental wellness environment. I'm Art Silva, and our show is brought to you by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, the latter being a United Way partner agency. We serve the Siouxland community. Let me introduce my co-host, Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Good morning, Brenda. How are you today?
Good morning. Happy Saturday.
Hey, I'll tell you, Saturday's a great end of the week. We got caught up on stuff. Saturday's the get-it-done day. You know, all the stuff that sat on the plate, waiting there for you, waiting for you. I always think of mothers, because mothers who work, they have to multitask.
So yes, they do.
Not just during the week, but when they come home on weekends, they're still going. So, hey, this is to you, moms. Happy Saturday. Enjoy yourself. Put your feet up. Have an extra cup of coffee and enjoy the next half hour with us. We're dedicating 2023 to families. And there's a lot of stress out there. And what can they do? Where can they go to get a little relief from that stress? So we're dealing with a lot of topics. And today, this is really interesting. We're excited. Because, were you going to talk about our guest and introduce our topic today, Brenda?
Sure. So today we have with us Amy Thompson. Her husband, Matt, and Amy own the gallery downtown, Art Sucks. Yes. It is a fabulous art gallery. Amy, you want to talk a little bit about yourself?
I guess I'm a hometown girl as well as my husband. And
how long have you been in running the gallery?
Oh, the gallery itself, we started in Ho-Chunk, so it's been around for about 5 years.
Okay.
At that time, the Benson Building, and we all know that, the Benson Building had tons of artists, and I was in there, and it closed. So we, my husband and I've always had the dream of making a space like the Benson Building, but with the main gallery.
Okay.
With other things going on. And so this was just an opportunity for us when we went into the Carlton's building to make it all happen.
Wonderful. Mm-hmm. Wonderful. And how many artists are there currently?
Well, we have 26 artists jam-packed. Oh, wow. In. Oh, we are full. Absolutely full.
Mm-hmm. That is great news. Amy, give us a little background on what was the idea behind Art Sucks. And that's the name, folks. Art Sucks. I can say it. Everybody out there can say it. Art Sucks. But give us a little background behind that.
I
used to go to Carlton's. I went, whoa, look, no suits anymore.
No. No, it's completely different. We completely renovated, knocked down walls. We discovered the second floor, which was actually blocked off. They took the staircase down up to the second floor, so it was untouched since the 70s. I mean, this building is gorgeous, and we've kept as much as we can original.
Well, that's a great reuse. Mm-hmm. Talk about reusing buildings, and this is a great example of that, Amy.
Yeah.
What types of art do you feature at the gallery?
We're lucky enough to feature so many different types of art, and when you go in the main gallery, you will see everything from surrealism to pouring. I'm an abstract expressionist. You're going to see abstract to landscape, from oils to acrylic to photography. There's Rachel Tudehope and Britton Hackey are now combining, taking Britton's black and white photography, and she colors in.
Wow.
Yeah, I mean,
can't wait to see that.
And we bounce off each other. There's a lot of collaboration. So
that's excellent. You seem like you have all the ingredients to make this a big success. The people want to do it. They have talent.
We have
facility. So this is really good. My name is Art Silva, and along with Brenda Geisinger and Amy Thompson, our guest today from Art Sucks, let's continue our discussion. Well, you know, Boys and Girls Home and Family Services biting the apple, and we're going to come down. We've been trying to get this off the ground for a couple of years. Your facility is absolutely perfect. We'd like to marry up with the artist, and you know, we're doing a fundraiser down there on the 11th of May. And you mentioned abstract art. That's my favorite.
Is
if
it?
I had to pick
is
one,
it?
It's abstract.
That's my favorite too.
Yeah, kind of look in there and you say, well, yeah, it could be. Well, it could be. I see it this, but
well, that's the beauty of it.
Yeah,
is because
nobody's wrong.
It's what it's a conversation between the artist and the viewer, because they're going to come to that, let's just say one of my pieces, with where they're at, with their own eyes. And it is not like what I went to the canvas with. So they can take whatever they want from it. It could disturb them, which sometimes it does, or they could see themselves in it or a situation that they're in and take comfort in it.
Well, Brenda, we look at what we do with mental wellness, and I know that we do a lot of with our kids with artwork. And when we try to look at the mental health benefit of this, I think it builds confidence in mm-hmm. an individual. What do you see with some of our children with artwork and mental health?
Sometimes I think kids really struggle with finding words to express what's going on in the inside and their feelings and thoughts. And art just allows that flow of feelings and emotions and thoughts just to come out. And whether it's through the color or the lines or what they're drawing, it really just opens up a lot of doors. And then you can have conversations about that.
Yes.
And really open up what is going on the inside for children and for adults. And it's a way to connect on a different level.
I like what Amy said about the abstract art. I love it. And there is no right or wrong. You look at it, this is what I see, this is what you see. And that's the discussion. But you also talked, Amy, about the collaboration.
Yes.
And that is so important. When we, even in the mental health arena, we encourage, be with somebody, talk to somebody.
Yes.
You know, exchange ideas. There is no judgment. It's
no.
just an opinion. So
you can have judgment in an open, creative environment. You're doing your art. You're crafting your art, you know, so there should be no judgment on another person's art, whether from artist to artist or from community members that come in.
I know,
but not everyone's going to enjoy every piece.
Know.
I get it. I get it.
I noticed with our kids, some of the artwork was very talented, but it also was dark in colors. And then we had some kids come out that were very vibrant. And you could see the change, and they demonstrated it through their artwork.
Yes.
We had a client. She was very talented, and I hope she pursues this. She did our Christmas cards. She was
really?
A good enough artist that she designed the Christmas cards, and we sent them out. So we absolutely encourage that, and we see the benefit of artwork and creating that little space that we all have. You know, you all need your little space out there. So when you're in front of that easel.
A room of one's own,
Yeah, you're either there or you're at your pottery and whatever it might be, you got to find your space. You got to have that space where you feel like, I'm it. I'm doing it. I'm doing what I want to do. Amy?
One thing that and a lot of artists at the time when we were in the Ho-Chunk building wanted to bring kids in for activities for free. We didn't want them to have to pay for it. The first event we had was pumpkins. They could paint their own pumpkins. We went through 300 pumpkins. Matt had to go buy more from Baumgart's. But it's Art Sucks for Kids. It's a nonprofit that we started because for me as a child and for Matt, we didn't have opportunities like that. And so the children's art that we do from painting to looming to anything that we decide that month. We have a Jackson Pollock event coming up. You might enjoy art. We're going to have teenagers go up and, you know, slap paint and do his techniques. But it's because those kids, like you were saying, Brenda, don't have that outlet or way to say that. So they can create and heal from what they're getting out. Those dark pieces, those even the light pieces, you know, it's the kid art is, I think, closest to my heart. So,
well, I'll tell you, we're coming up on our break. So continue your early morning chill and we'll be right back with more of When Things Aren't Going Well right here on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ.
Let's face it, that happens to all of us. However, the pandemic has compounded all of our lives and activities. Even the simplest tasks seem harder. Hi, I'm Brenda Geisinger, the Chief Operating Officer at the Boys and Girls Home and Family Services. Family Services is a United Way partner agency serving children and families of our community, and we're here to help. If you'd like to learn more about Family Services, please contact us via email, website, Facebook, or phone Mary Pickens. At Family Services, we change lives.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well on KSCJ. Here's Art Silva.
Welcome back to When Things Aren't Going Well. I'm Art Silva along with Brenda Geisinger and our guest from Art Sucks, Amy Thompson. So we're having a discussion on art and how it impacts your mental wellness. And we have a great facility in town, Art Sucks. That's the old Carlton building. And Brenda, let's talk a little bit about art, our children, and the new art facility that we're building in our new residential treatment center.
So with art and the expression, we really believe that it's so beneficial and therapeutic for kids. So currently we have an area at our campus on Court Street that the kids use for art. But our new facility that we're in the middle of working on, which is so much fun to see that progress, we really have dedicated a space for art. We had a donor who contributed significant funds to have an art room for us and for the children. It has a sink, it has easels, it has all the paint supplies to just really have our kids get in there and express themselves, because it is so critical, I believe, for us to have ways kids can express themselves, whether it's through music or poetry or drawing or just creating. A lot of kids don't get that opportunity. And so if we can expose them to those ideas, so when they're home or back with some loved ones, they can take a pencil or a paintbrush or just talk and let it out, that is critical to success as adults,
I believe. Of course, of course.
And teenagers of how to cope.
So art is more than for kids, more than just the coloring thing you get at IHOP or Perkins. So, Amy, let's talk about your Art Sucks for the children's program, because does it cost anything?
No, it does not. And that was one of the main things that we wanted, was that so any kid could come in, not worry about not having the funds, the parents just to come on in, and the adult can also, I mean, if they would like, just create what our project is for that day.
Well, there's a mental health date for your parents. Take your kids painting. Give it a try. If you haven't done it, mom, dad, go down to Art Sucks and just stop, get asked when you have your classes and go with your kid. And, you know, if you think kids tell you everything, parents, you know that's not the truth. But sometimes we see that in their art, they'll bring out, or their poetry or any other form of art, they will bring out that hidden talent and the message. And the message,
yes.
You'll learn a lot more about your kids if you go down and enjoy that. And as Brenda said, we have a new art room. We really believe
that's fantastic.
And the fact that you offer these programs at no cost, that allows people to participate.
Yes.
And it's so often financial prohibits people from joining this. So parents, have a paint session with your kids. And then once they learn how to do this, put them on the wall, put them on the outside of the house when they're teenagers. You know, have some fun with it. But it's really good for find the spot down there at Art Sucks. I want to ask you, Amy, there's something brand new, and I may pronounce it wrong, but neuroart?
Neurographical art.
Neurographical.
And I wish Paula Crandall was here, too. She is the kind of pushing forward with this type of art, because it is new. She sat down and tried to teach a lot of us artists about, you know, how to do it. And some of us got it. Some of us didn't. I didn't. So that's why she's going to teach it at the Boys and Girls Home fundraiser.
Yes.
It is for depression, also for mental, if they have damage.
Okay.
Things like that. And then all you do is it's like a softening of the curves. You'll draw lines, and then wherever the hard edge connects, you draw it in as a circle. And then you keep going and keep going. And then you can just color it in. And it is extremely relaxing.
That sounds like a great therapy. You kind of like get into your own space, what you
yes.
like to design, what you want to say. You got the tools to do it. And it's just a different approach. So I'm looking forward to seeing this. So we've talked a lot about our fundraiser. Let's give you some details. It's going to be on May 11th. It'll be down at the Art Sucks. That's the old Carlton's building. It starts around, I think it's, we have cocktails. We have food. We're going to have a little jazz combo there. We're going to, the artist, it's a fundraiser. And I really want to get you down there for this because it's a chance to show off our artist community in Siouxland. Some artists will be contributing entire proceeds from that night's sale, and others will be doing a portion of it. But whatever it is, it's a great night to come out, meet people, meet our artist community. Mm-hmm. You might find something you like. You always find something you like. It's just so much to offer here. And with this neurographical, you might want to get into that and see, can I find my space in art? Can I find a spot for my child? Is my child, this might be the answer for a lot of kids.
Yes.
I love it when they continue on. And you can really tell when you get to high school, the children that have that type of art appreciation, that appreciation for the theater, that appreciation for going on. Why? Because they've had that influence in their life. It opens up channels down the road for your kids to really succeed. So this is a great way to get people interested in art.
And teen projects for Art Sucks for Kids has been widely asked for because they're not besides school and sometimes they don't get the art class. So we just thought, okay, we'll just make some just for teens. So we're doing the Pollock event. It'll be upstairs and we'll cover your clothing and the floor and we'll have fun with it. But yeah, teens are kind of forgotten a little bit about at that age. And really, that's such a hard age and they need to express themselves.
Yes, we're really excited about this. And we encourage you to get down to Art Sucks and also for our fundraiser on the 11th of May. You can go to our website or you can go to bidpal.net/artfortheheart. And we also have a nice piece of artwork that's been contributed by one of the artists. And what a little story that tells unto itself of connecting the heart. So really, we got something special here. It's our first try, first annual. We hope to keep this going. We will keep it going because it's
we're all excited about it. Yeah. We are all in. All the artists were so excited that they could help something so important to our community and get everyone in to enjoy the environment if you haven't.
Well, I want to certainly thank folks on the Boys and Girls Home Board, our entertainment committee, and that was Tony Olson, Jill Miller, and Danielle Gutierrez. And the three of them have worked behind the scenes to put this together. Tony did a lot of the groundwork. Jill has taken over as pretty much coordinating this event, and Danielle has been absolutely fantastic in getting the word out to the community. So it's May 11th at Art Sucks. We certainly want you to come down. It's going to be a wonderful night and the first of many nights working with the artist community. We're coming up towards the end of our show, and each week we like to end our show with a joke. Humor is medicine for the soul. So here you go. Did you hear about the two artists who had an argument? They decided to call it a draw. Okay. Thanks, Amy.
Oh, Brenda, thank you. Thank
also
you.
Thanks to our listening audience. We are so looking forward, Amy, to the 11th. And
we are too.
Oh,
we
it's
are
be
too.
A fun night. So, folks, you definitely want to come out. I want to give a shout out for Flora Lee. Flora was the truth and conscience of this community. Flora contributed to this community in many ways. You could always count on Flora to do the right thing. She will be greatly missed. Don't forget to visit the new stuff, the new and improved stuff store at Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, the old Indian Hills Shopping Plaza, now the new home of the Jenny Peterson Behavior Health Campus. Hotland Counseling is having a golf tournament, 18 holes of feel-good golf. It's at Covington Golf Course. Come out and find your space. Call or go to their website for more information. Boys and Girls Home and Family Services are looking for teachers for the upcoming school year. full-time and part-time. Part-time can be 20 hours a week team teaching approach with smaller classes and an assistant in every room. Call our HR manager at 293-4700 for more details. When Things Aren't Going Well, we'll air next Saturday morning right here at 7 a.m. on 1360 AM, 94.9 FM, KSCJ. Your homework this week is to go out and have a good laugh. May the sun shine on you. Peace.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails to you. Keep smiling until then. Happy trails to you till we meet again.
For more information on the services provided by Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, see them online at boysandgirlshomeiowa.org, or you can call 712-293-4700. To get more information about family services, residential treatment, the Opportunity School, the Siouxland Family Center, and more. At Boys and Girls Home and Family Services, we change lives.